Welcome to Brewing Faith. We'll get started in just a moment. I'm glad I've been buried in his name.
Praise God. I've heard that scripture, you know, Matthew 28:19. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. But I'm thankful tonight. I know what that name is. That name is Jesus. That's why the angel spoke to Mary and said, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. That name is not a different name. That name that washes away every filthy stain. Amen. The name of Jesus. I'm thankful for that name. Well, Matthew 28:19. What does it really mean? What is the name of the Father? What is the name of the Son? What is the name of the Holy?
Looking for something, couldn't find it, so I apologize for letting the music go a little long this afternoon. We're live. It's Wednesday. We've got some students with us today. Noah's going to have to help me today. Noah, come over here. Why don't you grab a chair, Noah, because you're going to be like, you're going to be the feature of our broadcast today.
Okay.
Unless Ava wants to be. But I think it has to be Noah, because Noah is the only one. Is the only one smart enough to help me out today. Okay, bring your chair over here, Noah. You're going to help us out a lot today. So we're talking about faith this whole week on Brewing Faith. It's all about faith this week. And today's topic, we're going to talk about faith and works. Or I could say it this way, faith and action. Do we have other Bibles? I can have some of you others read scriptures for us. We're going to be in the book of James chapter 2. If you have a Bible, here's a Bible. Somebody, here's a Bible. There's another Bible over there. James chapter 2. And we're going to talk about faith and action. Oh, just before we get into it a little bit, you know what? Sometimes when you read the newspaper, you see funny things. You know that, Ava? Sometimes when you read the newspaper, you see funny things. I was reading the Racine newspaper today, and I don't know, somebody, you can check it out for yourself. Front page of the sports page. The front page of the sports page, some high school that they hired a new coach, which, whatever, you know, they hired a new football coach. But the guy's picture, it looks like he got in a barroom fight or something. The picture they showed of him of that he was the new coach. I mean, it looks like blood's running down his face. I'm serious. No, it's in the paper. And that's not, the story's not about him being in a fight. The story's about he's the new coach. And it just was very funny to me. Like, you mean they couldn't find a better picture to put in the newspaper than he was the new football coach? No, now somebody's got to go look it up. The Racine Journal-Times newspaper today, which is Wednesday, May 17th. Look at it. See what you give your opinion. It looks like the dude got in a big old fight right when they took the picture. Anyway, so we're going to look at the book of James chapter 2 and verse number 17. Kirif, can you read that real loud?
Even so, faith, if it hath not words, it is death dead being alone.
So faith, if it has not works is dead being alone. So, yes, we must have faith, but there has to be, and I'm going to say works. Kira, I'm going to say action. You said works, but faith must have action attached to it. Come over here, Mariah. Why don't you read real loud? Come over here. You need to read by me. Why don't you just use this Bible over here? We're going to read the next verse. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Read right there. Show me
thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works.
I'll show thee my faith by my works. So again, the involvement here between faith and action. I believe. Anybody take a test today? Ava, you took a test today. What'd you take a test in?
English.
Do you think you passed?
Well, I know I passed.
Oh, you know you passed?
Yeah, okay. A new pace.
Okay, you got a new pace, so you know you passed. But what if it would have happened today when you sat down to take your test and you said, I believe I'm going to pass this test. I believe I'm going to pass this test. I believe I'm going to pass this test. And you're sitting here right now and you still haven't taken the test.
Well, I took the test.
I know, but and you hadn't. And you like, well, I'm not going to take the test. But I really believe I'm going to pass the test. No, you have to take the test, don't you? If you really believe that you're going to pass the test. So there is an action that must go with faith. Now Noah's going to tell a story. We're going to talk about Clara Barton today. And again, we're talking about this faith with action. What is Clara Barton? If we just said Clara Barton's name today, what is she known for? What is she famous for?
The Red Cross.
The Red Cross. Very good, Noah. She founded the Red Cross. But you know what? That's not how it started out with Clara Barton. Do you remember how it started out, Noah? That her first, there was something in her, and she believed something. She believed that the soldiers were not getting care in the Civil War. And what happened? What did she do about it? She believed that, but then she did some action. What did she do?
She went to the Civil War in the battlefield.
She went to the battlefield, but she also went to President Abraham Lincoln. At first, she went to President Abraham Lincoln and said, all these soldiers are coming to Washington, D.C., and they're hurting, they're wounded, and a lot of them were dying. And she said, we need to care for them. And so she started caring for them there in Washington, D.C. And then from that, she was like, we need to do more than that, because what was happening, Noah? They were coming to Washington, D.C. to be cared for. But Kira, from the time from the battlefield to Washington, D.C., sometimes took a long time, and she realized they need care on the battlefield. And that's where Noah, she said, can I go to the battlefield? And people were like, you're crazy. A woman to go out on the battlefield? And she said, yes, I want to go out on the battlefield and care for these soldiers. And that's exactly what she started doing. And that comes to what we have today is called the Red Cross. That when there's a hurricane, when there's a tornado, the first people there are who? They are the Red Cross. But when Clara Barton started, she didn't think, hey, I want to found the Red Cross, did she, Noah? No, she just said, I want to do something. And she had a belief system. I believe that these people need help. And she just started doing something about it. And so in this life, we must have faith. And faith in God, that God sees our situation, that God knows where we're at, that God is interested in us. Mariah, do you think God's interested in you today?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, if we believe that God knows where we're at, God cares about us, it spurs us, it must spur us to action. Now, Kira read and Mariah read verse 17, 18. Ava, I know you want to, so come over here. I want you to read verse number 19. This is cool. This is cool. It talks about faith without works is dead. And so if I believe alone and don't have any action, it's of no value, Kira. If I just believe and I don't, if I believe and don't ever take the test, it's of no value. If I have works, if I just do, but I don't believe that God will step in my behalf, that God is walking with me, you know what? That is just as bad. I've got to have a belief system also. But watch what verse number 19 says.
Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble.
Wow. That's just thrown in there, talking about faith and works. And it says, the devils believe in one God and tremble. But you know what? What he was saying there, just because you believe doesn't mean anything happens. The devil believes, but he doesn't put faith in God, does he? He's trying to work against God, but he still believes. But we've got to have faith and action. And then he talks about Abraham. Abraham had faith that he took Isaac up to be sacrificed. And then it also talks about Rahab. Likewise, also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? And that's an amazing story, because if she got caught, what would have happened to Rahab? She probably would have died, because the whole city hated those spies. And she hid them. Why did she do that? Why did she hide the spies?
She believed in the same God.
That's exactly right, Ava. She believed, even though she was in a heathen country, even though she was in a heathen nation, and you know, it was very, can I say, it was very unpopular to believe in God. She was like, I've heard the stories about the Red Sea. I've heard the stories of how they've won battles. And you know what? I don't care if my people is against these spies. I believe in their God, and it's going to spur me to do an action that could cost me my life. But I'm going to do it anyway, because I believe. Faith with works. If she would have told those soldiers when they came to look for those spies, oh yeah, they're right over there, and ratted them out. That's not. She was like, she may have believed in God, but she didn't put action with it. But she said, nope, you know what? I believe this one God is true. I believe he's going to save me. And what's the end result? Rahab was saved, and her family. And was anybody else saved in Jericho?
No.
Amen. Because she had faith and action. I'm going to close with one story today. This is a practical story that happened today. Ava, I just received a phone call from Sister Pearson. And we don't have health insurance. We have a health sharing plan. It's what it's called. It's a Christian health sharing plan where we send money in every month. And then whenever you go to the doctor, you just, you send your bills to this health caring plan, and everything's put in a pool, and they pay everybody's bills out of this health caring sharing plan. But part of the requirement is I've got to pay those hospital bills out of my pocket, and then they reimburse me. And the deal is with this health sharing plan, they want you to try and shop around, find a hospital that will give you a discount. So we did that. Sister Pearson had to go to the doctor a few months ago and some things. And so we've been looking through our bill. And guess what, Kira? It looks like they thought we had insurance. And so we had to pay out of pocket. We paid the whole bill out of pocket. But Sister Pearson got looking at the bill and like, they didn't give us a discount. They didn't give us a discount for being self-pay and not having insurance. And it was like $800-something. Well, you know, part of me is like, yeah, good luck. We've already paid the money. You know, good luck getting some money back from a hospital after you paid them the money. And Sister Pearson's made phone call after phone call after phone call. And you know what? She was just keeping on doing the action. And it's not money in my pocket. If I get the money back, it just goes to the health sharing plan. But they try and they want us to get discounts from the hospital so it saves them money. And so it's been a 2-month process. It's been a long process as we've been through this, and it's like they don't do anything. And my thinking is like, we've paid them the money. They're going to think of some way. Oh, that's actually what the bill was. But we kept saying, Sister Pearson's like, you didn't give us the discount, the cash for us paying. You charged us like we had insurance. Well, guess what? We got a phone call today from the hospital and said, hey, I don't know if they said it this way, Kira, but in reality, they said, we made a mistake. We're sending you a check for $800. We could have given up. Sister Pearson could have given up after 2 phone calls, but she made a 3rd phone call and a 4th phone call and a 5th phone call. And guess what? And just this is like a second like layer of this lesson today. Sister Pearson never cussed at him. She never swore at him. She didn't yell at him. But you know what? She was persistent. You guys need to fix this. And I heard some of the phone calls. She was kind. She was sweet. But she just kept on and kept on. And we're getting $800 back. Which is not going in my pocket. But it's thankfully we're saving our health sharing plan. Some money. Why? Because faith with action. There was some action with it. Amen. We're going to be talking about more faith tomorrow. And have faith in God. God knows where I'm at today. He knows where you're at. I heard another story, and it's somebody else's story to tell. But just have a little faith in God. Put a little action to it. And the grace of God. God will come through for you. Amen. God bless you. We'll talk more about faith tomorrow. Any student have anything to say about faith? Did you get 100% on your...
No, I got
92, that's an A. Good for you. What do you got to say, Mariah?
I have faith in the Lord.
You have faith in the Lord. That's good. What about you, Noah? What do you got to say?
God bless.
God bless. Amen. And Kira says God is good. Well, we'll see you tomorrow, 1:30. We'll talk more about faith. God bless y'all. God bless you.